Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, our producer, Scott Eckersley. The Jack and Tom Show, 1320
so you
WILS.
You like the Buckeye battle cry, you were telling me.
I do. I love the first part of that, the intro to it.
They have two fight songs, Across the Field and the Buckeye battle cry.
Yes.
And the thing about the Ohio State
I like
State
a lot of things about Ohio State.
Well, I do too.
Really?
I don't like their white trash fans, obviously, but I do like their all brass band. The fact it's all brass.
Right.
That's why it is.
You like that, Scott? You're a
band
guy. You were in Michigan State. You were in the Spartan marching band.
Yeah, that's
you like the Ohio State band.
I just think anything beyond brass is filler. Maybe it's just me, and I've never been a band.
Michigan woodwind section that they bring out.
I'm not trying to disrespect your clarinet players out there. Okay.
Well, that's a slap at clarinetists.
Yeah, now I'm going to have clarinet people after me.
You're going to be leaving shortly to head out to East Lansing,
going out to the pit,
to McDonald Middle School.
Yeah, I'm
going to
check out the blue-white scrimmage a little bit. My son plays on the EL team and see that. And then actually today's a big day for me.
I have one wish for your son, Cody, for the East Lansing Trojans, and for high school football players everywhere.
What's that?
Good health.
Yep, good health, and prepare yourself and tackle fundamentally the right way and it's all you can hope for. Now, real quickly, though, it's a big day for me because I'm taking my daughter up to Central Michigan. Taylor, right. That's a milestone day. My other daughter will be going to Michigan State in a couple of weeks. So,
does she have that job in the football office yet? We want to be sure that Kelsey gets her, and I'm happy to introduce her to a lot of the freshman players.
Hey,
I know that you're
going to
want to.
She'll be all over that. I won't be all over that, but let's out to the lines we go.
Let's go out to our phones, and let's try Mark Dotson. Hello, Mark.
Morning, how you guys doing?
They're doing great.
It's fine. Don't you think the worst is over with this Seattle business?
Oh, Michigan?
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know.
I hope so, but I don't know.
What happened to JT Turner?
He lost interest in playing football for whatever reason. He just wasn't. He wasn't going to play this year anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He was relegated after the first day of practice to third string. So he didn't play last year. I tell you what, I never heard one positive comment about his play. I'm not saying that he was a dog.
Well, he sure came highly touted out of high school.
Oh, certainly. And once he set foot in Michigan, I never heard one guy who went to practice, one guy reported on the team. Say, you know, look for JT Turner.
But he was a late arrival, too. I'm trying to recall, wasn't there some academic issues?
Yeah, they had to held him up a little bit because I think there was some clearance NCAA issues.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that was initially thought to be the reason why he wasn't going to see the field. But eventually during the season, it was clear that Michigan had to. They had poor DB play, and they had poor DB depth. So he couldn't even make the special teams, man. So I think it's obvious. There's no mystery as to why he's gone. It's right there.
What else is on your mind today, Mark?
Tom, you said you're going to be at McDonald Wynn?
Well, right now. I'm heading out in a few minutes here to the blue-white scrimmage at the pit.
Okay, well, I live
maybe
right
I'll
behind.
See you over there, and Earl Robinson will probably be over there. He was at practice
really?
This week.
Earl was
at practice this week. He's all over
good
the place.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Jack, is he losing hair over this Michigan thing? Because he keeps talking about, I'm worried, I'm concerned, I'm depressed.
You're talking about Tom, not Earl.
Yeah.
Earl can't lose any hair.
No, I'm worried.
If I come back to McDonald, am I going to recognize him, or should I look for somebody a little different than the old
I've got a pretty distinguished look to myself.
Hairline is...
No, I am concerned.
That's what my dad
no,
used
I'm
to
concerned.
Call a high forward.
I don't want to. I can't tolerate the idea of losing Michigan State this year. I could not stomach that. It would just be really difficult for me.
Come on, Tom. That streak would get up to 1,400 some days.
Yeah, I don't want to hear your crap. I'm tired of it. You annoy the hell out of me, Jack. That's why.
Tom.
Yeah.
Are you getting razzed by the Michigan State basketball fans? They're on the run.
You know what? They've insulted me even more because they don't even acknowledge me. They don't even tease anymore because it's not even fun for them anymore.
Well, that's when you know they've grown up. They're not a little brother in basketball. they don't, and that's how they're supposed to act.
When
we are irrelevant.
That's kind of like Michigan State football
was for
so many years.
Michigan basketball is
right?
irrelevant is an understatement right now.
Hey, Mark, what do you think the chances are that the Michigan football team will win more games than the Michigan basketball team?
Yeah. I haven't looked at their schedule. I just don't know how they win anything. I'm sure there's some teams on there that are poor. But I predicted the year before that they might win 8 or 9 games, and they end up going to the NCAA tournament. So I'm going to be real cautious in what I predict. But there's not much to work with there. There's very little to work with. So it's going to be one of those seasons where you just get some satisfaction out of them playing hard and maybe keeping games close. But I don't see them winning a whole lot of games. It's going to be disappointing for the real Michigan basketball fans, which are many anyway. So on a relative scale of things, it's not going to be catastrophic.
Thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
You know, I think a lot of people are going to realize just how good Manny Harris and Deshaun Sims were at the college level.
Hey,
let's go back to our phones.
They didn't make the tourney last year.
We have Flat Gut with us. Hello, Flat. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Ebling. You can call me Ronnie.
Ronnie, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'm surprised that everybody's saying about the Michigan situation. If they just put this behind us, because it seems like every time I turn around, there's something else in the news.
Yeah, it's little things. But it's a lot of things. You know, it's a lot of little
stuff
things.
Stuff that never used to happen with Fort Schembechler and Michigan State would just trip over themselves every week.
And that's where, you know, a loose cannon kind of organization will eventually crumble, because it adds up, and that's what it's doing. It's adding up right now.
I've kind of been out of the loop this week. Did Michigan State get any more commitments, or are they still at 13?
Oh, I thought you were talking about basketball. The fact that, no, check back in 2012 to see about the 2013 class.
Mm-hmm.
No, they are getting close to a couple of other big commitments, and they're very happy. I mean, Michigan's going to have a good recruiting year, it looks like, in football.
Yeah, they're all hovering in the low teens, you know, 12, 13. And,
so, you know what, for Michigan State, that's tremendous.
Thanks so much for the
call. If they can get to that point, it looks like Nebraska's going to have a good year, but they're all way behind Ohio State. Ohio State is separated.
They're getting the pick of the litter, and it's getting pretty lopsided. And, well, 5 Big Ten titles in a row, if all goes as planned this year for the Buckeyes.
They've got 5 in a row.
Going
for 6. Going for the record that Ohio State has.
Yep, and you can throw with Iowa and Wisconsin. Yeah, they're going to be good and all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. But then who's standing up on top? Ohio State.
Well, I'm going to take Iowa to beat them this year. And last year, without the quarterback, without Ricky Stanzi, they went into Columbus and lost a game in overtime. I really think this is Iowa's year. And
well, of course, because you're such
I like
fan
Kirk
Ferentz.
What can I say? But I think Wisconsin will be good, too. I think all three of those teams will be good. And I think Michigan State will be good. Not great.
Well, Michigan State better be good. They're due. This is the fourth year of D'Antonio's regime.
Well, I think if they can say that they have won 9 games twice in a 3-year span, that doesn't happen often at Michigan State.
So what you're doing is you're just.
I'm just looking at the school.
You're qualifying,
I'm looking at the history.
You're qualifying it as a low expectations that Michigan State allows this.
Well, I don't think Michigan State can sit there and say we're going to win 13 games when they've never won 11. So, you know, you got to be realistic about this.
Right.
I think when you've been 6-7, if you can have a 3-win upgrade, most of the time you'll take it.
8 games in the state of Michigan they play.
No, 9.
9 games in the state of Michigan they play.
Yeah.
Okay. No excuses not to have.
Should win 9 games.
They should win 9 games.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Or some people think they're going to win more than that. I'm not one of them.
You know, so if they.
9-3.
So anything less than that is underachieving.
Yes,
in your
it
mind.
Is. It is. This year.
Okay. It'll be interesting.
Yeah. Ratchet it up a little bit. We're going to talk with Dr. John Braccio.
And I'm out of here.
Regional Psychological Services, Dave Burkett, the new Detroit Lions beat writer for the Detroit Free Press. I still see Kurt Sylvester there. Nick Katsunika did that job, but I still see Kurt with Mike O'Hara. And Dave Jones from the Harrisburg Patriot News. He'll tell us all about Joe Paterno and his take on the Big Ten. And we'll talk with Tom as well from McDonald Middle School. We'll be right back with more of the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.